Welcome back to the 40th anniversary celebration of the 1977 Rush album, A Farewell to Kings, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. Earlier in the show, Geddy Lee talked about how 2112, the band's fourth album, opened doors for them. It also helped them achieve something else, which Alex Lifeson explains.
That really bought our independence, and we could pursue music the way we believed we should write it.
And one of the things they pursued while recording A Farewell to Kings, the follow-up to 2112, was experimenting with different instruments. Once again, Geddy Lee.
We started bringing synthesizers in then, and that gave us another option and another device for melody, and we recorded in a different environment. All those things, it was a very English feel, that record. Because we were touring England, I think, because we were all thinking, you know, oh, how cool, how neat it is to be in England. And look at these old buildings, and look at this funny-tasting beer, and nothing's cold here, except the weather.
Although changes were made in regards to new instrumentation, as well as a new studio in a new country, the one thing that remained the same when it came to pre-production for A Farewell to Kings was that Geddy and Alex would write the music while drummer Neil Peart handled the lyrics.
When I'm working on lyrics, I do get experimental, and I start working on things that I don't know if they're going to work, but I really am personally involved in them, so that when I bring them to the other guys, they have to be as objective as possible, but it's not enough just to be objective. They also have to be as far-sighted as possible. So that Geddy, being the singer, obviously has the most important response to the lyrics, so when I bring in a sheet of lyrics, it's him as a singer who has to try to visualize it coming from his own mouth, as it were. And consequently, if he can offer me constructive suggestions of how to make it more appropriate for him, then it becomes a positive event, and I get excited about his input and how I can see it taking better shape, and then I go back all happy, you know, to rewrite it instead of saying, oh, the guys didn't like it, you know, and being all bitter about it. So that part of it's been an ongoing evolution, but it's now evolved into such a comfortable understanding among us that you can afford to be experimental and you never feel nervous about it.
The bulk of the songs for A Farewell to Kings were written in the studio at the time of recording, but there was one that they road tested before the sessions, and the practice paid off as the band nailed the 11-minute long Xanadu in one take.
seek the sacred river out, to walk the caves of ice, to break my fast on honeydew, and drink the milk of paradise.
What?
One of only two songs on Side A of A Farewell to Kings, that was Xanadu, which is also the song that brings this 40th anniversary celebration of the fifth album by Rush to an end. But not before a final word from Geddy Lee.
That album was sort of dedicated to lament for the, you know, the great people. And we have a tendency to romanticize these people, so times may not be any different now than they were then, and they probably aren't. But we have a tendency to romanticize people who move the world, the men who move the world, the great figures that stand out. And at the time we wrote that record, I think we were feeling that, where were these people today? If we went to look for these great movers and shakers today, could we find them? And you probably could, but it would be a lot harder to find them, and you'd probably have to look through a lot of corporate registers to find these names, because the world has changed so much, and it's not, we don't have kings anymore. And, you know, there's a lot more negotiating that has to go down.
Rush, the 40th anniversary edition of A Farewell to Kings, is available now in numerous configurations, including a super deluxe edition, a 3-CD deluxe edition, a 4-vinyl LP deluxe edition, and a deluxe digital edition, all packed with extras. All the details can be found at rush.com. We'd like to thank Meg Simzik with Rush, Jamie Hartley at Universal Music, and of course, Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, and Neil Peart, Rush. The 40th anniversary celebration of Rush, A Farewell to Kings, was produced by Near Perfect Productions in conjunction with Universal Music Enterprises, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written consent of the producers. If you missed part of the show or just want to hear it again, it'll be available in a few weeks at dannear.com.
Hi, I'm Geddy Lee of Rush.
Hello, this is Neil Peart from Rush.
Hi, this is Alex Lifeson of Rush.
And I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.